This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. With a potential U.S. government shutdown just days away, Congress is moving into crisis mode. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The House is expected to vote tonight on a package of bills to fund parts of the government, but Speaker Kevin McCarthy faces an insurgency from hard-right Republicans eager to slash spending, even if it means curtailing federal services for millions of Americans. President Biden warning them, saying funding the federal government is one of the most basic fundamental responsibilities of Congress. Meanwhile, the Senate is preparing its own bipartisan plan for a stopgap measure to buy time and keep offices funded past Saturday's deadline. I'm Julie Walker.
An unspecified number of people are being treated in a hospital following a fuel depot blast in Azerbaijan's breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
People crowd outside the hospital while emergency vehicles arrive. Armenian separatist authorities say the strong explosion occurred in the gasoline warehouse near the Stepanakert-Askera highway. At the moment, rescue and medical operative groups are working on the spot, they say. People had been lining up at a gas station to refuel their cars as they were fleeing to Armenia after Azerbaijan reclaimed military control of an Armenian enclave inside its territory last week. Footage obtained by the AP shows people walking through the hospital with the injured sitting on beds in corridors. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Saudi Arabia sends a delegation to the occupied West Bank for the first time in 3 decades to meet Palestinian leaders. The kingdom is now in U.S. brokered talks with Israel to normalize relations. This is VOA News. Also, U.S. President Joe Biden is headed to the state of Michigan to join the United Auto Workers picket line. Analysts say he's all in when it comes to showing his union bona fides. Jennifer King reports.
The president heads to Michigan on the 12th day of the United Auto Workers' ongoing strike at the invitation of UAW President Sean Fain. Historians say walking the picket line may be a first for a sitting president, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This president is the most pro-union president in history.
Biden says he thinks workers should benefit from automakers' success.
I think that now that the industry is roaring back, they should participate in the benefit of that.
White House officials have declined to say whether the president endorses specific UAW demands like a 40% wage hike or 40 hours pay for a 32-hour week. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also in the U.S., the second Republican presidential debate is slated for this Wednesday. Polling frontrunner and former U.S. President Donald Trump, though, is not participating. And in other world news headlines, China says it has agreed with Japan and South Korea to hold a summit between the three countries' leaders as early as possible after a rare meeting between senior diplomats in Seoul. The EU Trade Commissioner warns that Chinese regulations governing the transfer of data out of the country, including a revised anti-espionage law, could have unintended consequences. A Thai court jails one of the leading figures in the kingdom's youth-led pro-democracy protest movement for 4 years on royal insult charges. Researchers say they have verified 1,329 deaths from hunger in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region since a ceasefire ended a 2-year conflict there in November. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The study by local health authorities and the university in the regional capital found that hunger is now the main cause of death in Tigray, accounting for more than 68% of deaths investigated by the researchers. The total number of hunger deaths is almost certainly far higher than the sampling shows. One factor is the suspension of food aid by the United States and United Nations after the discovery in March of a huge scheme to steal humanitarian grain. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
And in some lighter news, the highly endangered pangolin has revealed a secret. It comprises not 8 species, but 9, with a new one discovered through analysis of confiscated scales. For more stories, visit us online. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.